Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Many of our citizens know that Germany is our state's second most important trading partner and the largest foreign investor. Those close economic ties between South Carolina and Deutschland are why our next guest makes personal visits to our state. Andreas Michaelis is the German ambassador to the United States, and today we have him in our studio. Andreas, welcome to the program.
Very happy to be here.
So tell us why you are in our state right now.
Well, I would say there are three reasons for being here. The first reason is there's very significant German investment and very important business activity between South Carolina and Germany. The second, I would say, is we would like to be more connected with a regional level in the United States. You know, we have an embassy in Washington, but that's not the United States. You have to be out there. Now, third reason, I think very clearly, we are interested in what is happening in the south of the United States because it looks like many things are changing. When you look at the demography, when you look at something that is very important for us, energy questions, transiting towards a green economy. And so it's also about understanding the south better.
And I'm going to assume that you are making some visits to some of the German investment that is here already and has been here for quite a while.
Yeah, BMW is here and produces in South Carolina since the 1990s. Our investment here in South Carolina is so important that you can't be ambassador in Washington if you can't say that you have visited the BMW plant and other operations here in South Carolina. So that's why it is also overdue in a way.
Share with us what you see as the challenges for Germany in their efforts to increase their economic ties here.
I think everything right now starts with the German economy underperforming. We experience a recession in Germany, and there are a number of reasons. We had, for instance, to move away from cheap Russian fuel simply because of the war in Ukraine. That has caused quite significant inflation in Germany. At the same time, one of our important target markets and exports, China, is also not producing and working at the level we are used to. So the United States that have grown in real terms since 2019 with 8%, which we would like to tap, which German companies would like to tap, especially at a time when your own economy is slightly sluggish. So what we see at the moment is that small and medium-sized companies that have traded with the U.S. in the past are looking at opportunities to also produce in the U.S. And this is something which, from a government point of view, needs to be accompanied also by policy. But what we try to do at the national level is to create a level playing field for economic exchange between the U.S. and Germany. And I can tell you there are still quite a number of obstacles that need to be removed in order to enjoy a level playing field, something which we don't do here in South Carolina, but something which we do in Berlin and in Washington, and which is very important for the ability to invest and do business here in South Carolina.
Can you mention one or two of these obstacles?
Well, one, for instance, is the number of subsidies which companies enjoy in this country. For foreign companies, very often there are localization requirements. So basically, they have to set up production, they have to become more American, if not totally American in a way, in order to enjoy subsidies and be able to compete on a level playing field.
And this explains why we are seeing manufacturing plants being set up here. And
not, that's correct.
Not just in South Carolina, but all over the South.
Absolutely.
Lower.
As we have, Germany has a very export-oriented economy. I think we very much depend on facing as little obstacles as possible in global trade.
Well, Andreas, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to spend with us today. And welcome to South Carolina. We hope we'll see you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Andreas Michaelis is the German ambassador to the United States. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.